It was on this date back in 1914 that President Woodrow Wilson issued his proclamation of neutrality aimed at keeping the United States out of World War I. And that was sort of the United States thing in both World Wars, actually. They tried to be as neutral as possible. Of course, the United States didn't end up entering World War I until April of 1917. Up till that date, America had tried to keep out of World War I, although it had we had been involved in World War I quite a bit. We had done a lot of trading with other countries, but it ended up being the unrestricted submarine warfare introduced by the Germans that was the primary issue that ended up causing us to declare war on Germany. And then, soon enough, we were there in the thick of things on the side of the Allies. In 1914, when war was declared in Europe, America adopted a policy of neutrality and isolation. We really didn't want to be involved. And when news of trench warfare and the horrors associated with it reached the shores of America, it confirmed to the government that they had adopted the white right approach. At least to Woodrow Wilson, it certainly seemed that way. There's a lot of debate as to if Teddy Roosevelt had won the election, what he would have done. He was a much more gung-ho individual. A lot of people feel like he would have jumped right in and been in the thick of the war that year. But who knows? That's an interesting what-if situation, but we don't really know how that would have worked out. The approach had the full support of the majority of Americans, really, who didn't really want to get in on the war, especially hearing about the devastating, like the Somme, and just some of the horrible events that had befallen Europe at that time. I mean, millions were dying, and sometimes tens of thousands in a single day. Though there were small groups within America, especially American Germans and American French, who were really wanting to kind of get involved. They wanted to, you want to support your homeland, but the bulk of Americans really did support Wilson's approach. As the president was seeking re-election in 1916, he did listen to what the public said. Woodrow Wilson took full control of the foreign policy issues within the limits of the Constitution, though he delegated work to members of his cabinet. He maintained full control over what America did in terms of foreign policy. Now, he was a student of modern history. Woodrow Wilson was very aware that the causes of the war are rarely black and white, especially World War I. They were definitely not a very black and white situation, and that the modern European scenario was a complicated one. And for this reason, he maintained America's neutrality. He did not believe that any of America's interests were threatened by a European war as long as trade was allowed to continue unhindered. And as on August 4th, 1914, Wilson officially announced that America would be neutral in World War I. That neutrality extended a policy of fairness whereby American bankers could lend money on both sides of the war. That was quite lucrative for us, and overseas trade was a little bit more complicated, especially with naval warfare going on. Trade with both sides was permitted, and merchant ships crossed the Atlantic to trade. However, a British naval blockade of the German coastline made it all but impossible for America to trade with Germany through no fault of her own. The British policy of blockading Germany was the primary reason Germany ultimately introduced unrestricted submarine warfare. They were getting choked off at the naval point, so they had the technology, and they started using their U-boats, which a lot of people really at the time considered unfair. They considered it there was an idea that war could be civil, and this didn't strike many of them as civil. In fact, if you can believe it or not, the way a lot of these U-boats worked, they really didn't need to do this, but what would happen a lot of times is these U-boats would surface next to these British ships, and they would say, "Look, we are close. We're in range, and we're ready to go and fire on you right now. We can either fire on you, or you can surrender here and now. You can get off of your boat, get on your lifeboats, and then we sink your ship." And a lot of times, what would happen when they surfaced like that and did that was the British ships would just immediately start shooting at them, and the you know, the submarines would then just sink back into the water and say, well, okay. And U-boats were a very, very contentious part of the war, the use of Germany's use of U-boats that really pushed America into a corner and kind of forced them to declare war. It was in February of 1915 that Germany announced that merchant shipping in a specified zone around Britain would be legitimate targets. The same way that Britain had caused a naval blockade, Germany would have U-boats patrolling the area around Britain. They added that this would include neutral ships because many Allied ships had taken to flying the flag of a neutral nation to assist its safety. And, oddly enough, there was a... You know, the big thing that brought us into the war, the sinking of the U-boat sinking of an American ship that we said was a peaceful, just I think merchant ship, something like that, but it sunk. And we didn't find it for years and years, but when we did actually dig it up, and when we actually found the that boat that the U-boat had sunk and actually kind of brought us into World War One, when we went and found it, there was a lot of munitions in the boat. So the Germans were absolutely correct in that case. They had correctly assessed that we were trying to smuggle guns to the Brits and sunk our ship. So you know the war is such a gray area, and they didn't necessarily take a incorrect choice there, but that's just a little bit about the history, I guess, of America's neutrality or attempts to be neutral in World War One, why we got in and out of it. One of my favorite things to speculate about is what would have happened if Teddy Roosevelt had been president. Teddy Roosevelt is my favorite president, by the way. He was just a super, super interesting character and a very gung-ho gentleman, really brought a lot of economic security to America, is kind of perhaps underappreciated for it, although I guess he is on Mount Rushmore, so maybe he's not that underappreciated for it, but he's one of my favorite characters to study, definitely my favorite president, and I often wonder what the war would have looked like, World War One, if he had been in charge of it, because I don't think he would have tried to maintain a stance of neutrality. I think he would have come to the assistance of Britain very, very early and tried to put the kibosh on that whole thing, and then he probably would have instilled a couple of military bases in Europe, and that might have had an effect on World War II as well. So it's a fun what-if scenario to think about, but that's not here or there. You are listening to the Mighty 690.